Families across St. Vincent and the Grenadines are set to benefit from a multi-million dollar grant aimed at strengthening social support for the country's most vulnerable. Government says DEC $8 million injection from the Republic of China, Taiwan, will not only support infrastructure development, but directly improve the lives of people who rely on social assistance programs. Prime Minister Dr. The Honorable Godwin Friday thanked Taiwan for the support and says the funding represents a critical investment in Vincentians. The Prime Minister also stressed that while major projects are important, people must remain at the center of development.
Thank you very much, Ambassador Fan, for this very generous grant to the people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. $3 million translates to over 8 million EC dollars. And this grant will go a long way to helping families across our country. The ambassador mentioned some of the projects that we have benefited from, loans from various institutions that have helped to build infrastructure in this country. The modern port, the hospital out at Arnisville that is being constructed. This grant here today is an investment in people. It shows that there is a commitment, not as important as infrastructural projects are, to develop the country, that we also value the importance of investing in social needs, in real flesh and blood people, as we go forward.
Prime Minister Dr. The Honorable Godwin Friday. The funds are expected to support programs that assist struggling families, children, the elderly, and others facing hardship. Minister of Social Welfare Honorable Siobhan John says her ministry's work touches some of the most vulnerable citizens, and this support will strengthen that safety net.
So our ministry deals with social welfare, providing mainly a social safety net that caters to the poor, the indigent, and vulnerable persons in the society. What this assistance, and we are very grateful for it, because we as a division want to improve the social and economic condition of our most vulnerable people and to ensure that we enhance their standard of living. This division, this ministry actually provides assistance in many ways to the number of vulnerable persons in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And we provide assistance through the normal public assistance program of cash and in-kind, what we call poor relief. We also provide assistance for medical grants in limited amounts. We also provide back-to-school grants, and there are times when we provide funeral grants for persons who have no other form of assistance in burying their relatives. We have a lot of programs. These are some of the programs that will be impacted positively to help our people in society.
Minister of Social Welfare and Community Empowerment, Ecclesiastical Affairs and National Heritage, Honorable Siobhan John. Taiwan's Ambassador, Her Excellency Fiona Fan, emphasized that true connectivity goes beyond infrastructure, focusing on people and shared opportunities. The ambassador commended the government's leadership and reaffirmed Taiwan's commitment to supporting social development in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
True connectivity goes beyond infrastructure. It is about connecting people to opportunity and nations to a shared future. Today, we commend the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines for its leadership in advancing the social relief project. It provides timely support to families and strengthens social stability, aligned with the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. Taiwan understands the importance of such efforts, as we too face challenges such as declining birth rates and the demand of greater social equity. It is from this place of shared solidarity that, on behalf of the government and people of the Republic of China, Taiwan, I am honored to present a social relief grant of $3 million to the government and people of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Taiwan's ambassador to St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Her Excellency Ambassador Fiona Fan. This generous grant is set to bolster social programs and ensure that the most vulnerable are supported, reinforcing the nation's commitment to social equity. This also marks a significant milestone as St. Vincent and the Grenadines and Taiwan celebrate 45 years of diplomatic relations, highlighting a partnership that continues to benefit both nations. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.